You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are switching gears. We had Tommy Knapp and the Marlins on. We had a great time in here with Tommy. I'm going to want to get Tommy to do one of those B2Bs. Larry, I want to get one of these B2B things here on the show. We'll do it here in the in our new studio that we'll be moving to. We'll be getting away. They don't have as many hamsters running around there. It's actually digital. Now, we've got medical marijuana. We're going to talk about it because there's been an expansion for the terminally ill patients. It's being sent up to Governor Scott, and we've got somebody whose fingerprints are all over the paperwork on the line, Nikki Freed. That's right. Same name, same family. It's my niece. She's top of the line. You need something done in Tallahassee, you call Nikki Freed. Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
I am doing well. I appreciate you having me back on the show. And let me tell you, I love calling in. Your energy is through the roof, and it's so energizing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now, Monday, the Senate approved this new cannabis thing. It adds cannabis to this list of drugs. It adds additional stuff to the existing low THC law. And there's, I guess, a new, again in November, a constitutional amendment. And, you know, some of the critics say that this just does a little bit to aid some of these nurseries. Nikki, that's a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Why don't you just consolidate what happened?
Consolidate and dissect what has happened in the legislative session.
Just on this. We could do the whole session, and when I got a month and a half to do a show. But just tell me what happened and where are we going on the med marijuana stuff?
Sure. Well, for those who are not aware, back 2 years ago, the legislature and the governor approved a low THC called Charlotte's Web and was allowing five nurseries across the state of Florida to grow it. And it was only for patients that had seizures, epilepsy, and those who had cancer and were going through cancer.
Nikki, we're having a little bit of audio trouble. I don't know if it's on your signal coming in. So if it is, if you're in a place that's tough, how are we doing, AC? We got rid of that noise? Okay, good. Okay, the hamster has been given a piece of lettuce, so it stopped making noise. You're on, Nikki.
Is that any better on my end?
It's a lot. It's better. We're working on everything. Let's just go because you got great information. People are listening, so let's give them what they need.
Fantastic. So 2 years ago, the legislature approved low THC for a select group of and there has been 2 years of backlog of some litigation that has been going on that has stopped getting these medicine for these patients. And so this year, the legislature not only tried to clean up some of the litigation and to allow these nurseries who have been given authorization to grow the low THC, but yes, you are correct in expanding it to terminal patients. So if you are on your last year, unfortunately, and two doctors are willing to sign off, it's called Right to Try. And it was first passed last year where a terminal patient would be allowed to try basically anything that they can get their hands on. And now high THC, so any level grade THC is added to that list. And these nurseries will be the same ones who will grow this for those terminal patients.
Wow. So it's terminal patients and it's patients that had seizures and stuff with the Charlotte's Web stuff. And there's only a few people that are authorized. So this is not fully distributed yet. So it's still not out there in large numbers yet. But what's going on here? It sounds like people are coming around to where some of the rest of the states are and that maybe we'll have a little bit more freedom here on this issue sometime soon.
Well, you know, we've always said, you know, from the argument in the legislature the last couple of years is that we don't, you know, not to look at California and Colorado, but we need the Florida solution. And as probably most of your viewers are familiar, we have a very conservative legislature that is run by a very conservative Republican Party, as well as our governor and our entire executive branch. So they don't want to be California and Colorado and having dispensaries on every corner across from your kid's school, and they wanted to do the Florida version and wanted to take baby steps to make sure that we created a regulatory framework and took these very small steps to get the medicine into the hands of the patients that needed it. But I think it's a great sign that they are looking to new enhancements and different types of patients that could benefit from this. And I would foresee that regardless of what happens in November, that there will be a continued conversation of where medical marijuana is needed. There was a few amendments that were on Monday that it did, in fact, expand those ailments for those that are suffering with PTSD, AIDS victims, those who have all types of chronic other types of diseases. But the legislature felt that they were taking baby steps and wanted to get at least the seeds in the ground and start getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, listen, I want to say give a shout-out to my friend Gabe and another friend named Dave. They're both listening. They both tweeted on this subject. They want to get more information, so we'll get them together with you down the road.
Absolutely.
Nikki. Now, Nikki, so it sounds to me like there's an evolution. There's a social revolution coming down the road. My God, I certainly do not want to sound like I'm the burn. So it sounds to me like this is coming slowly. It's coming in a measured pace, but it is coming.
Absolutely. And I think it's taken a lot of time to get those who are more conservative and those who are not in the same in mainstream to be educated that there are some good uses to medical marijuana. It's not just the hippies of the 60s trying to get a free ride, but there actually is medical purposes behind it. And that we just need to take it slow. So there's been a lot of education on the legislature's part and to make sure that they know exactly the usages of the medical marijuana and how we get there to make sure that it's going to patients that indeed need this medicine.
Yeah, I know. We're home-based here in Miami. Our signal's from Miami. I know I got people listening all over the world. One guy just tweeted me. He's in Israel listening. High five to him. High five to me, right? And high five to you, too, Nikki. But the reality is people don't realize that above the Palm Beach Gardens line, it's kind of a completely different country up there and much more conservative. So it's fabulous the way that you're helping the world evolve. And our next guest is actually going to be from the University of Miami. She's going to tell us about their research into medical marijuana and marijuana's impact on the human body. So this is going to be a great show. Nikki, we've only got about a minute left for you. 1 minute. Give me the bottom line on medical marijuana, doing it Florida's way, and tell people how to find you. And go slow. We got Mets fans listening today.
Fabulous. Well, again, yes, this piece of legislation is actually got sent to the governor today. So we said he has until March 25th to sign this piece of legislation. But yes, we will have seeds in the ground. We will be developing low THC and now high THC for some of our more medically challenged patients across the state of Florida. And we're looking forward to continuing this conversation with the legislature to expand those ailments and to increase the THC for not just those that are terminal.
Well,
and
Nick,
if you'd like some more.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Nikki, I cut you off.
And if you wanted to find some more information about me and kind of what I do, I'm a full-time legislative affairs lobbyist up in Tallahassee. I spend half my time in South Florida, the other time in Tallahassee. But I can be contacted at our office, which is 954-492-4010. Or you can always contact me through our website, which is www.colodny, which is C-O-L-O-D-N-Y, staff, F-A-S-S.com.
All right, Nikki Fried, the lobbyist of the stars up in Tallahassee. If you need something done, this girl gets... Oh, shoot, you're not even... This lady, this force of nature gets it done. Nikki, we'll talk off the air. I can't wait to hear it. And thanks for using the analogy about seeds in the ground. Thought it was absolutely awesome.